This weekend is fall break for our seminarians at the House of Formation, so we're pleased to welcome back Henry Schmidt, and it just happens to work out that he gets to be here for his grandparents' 65th anniversary, which is being celebrated today, because they're pretty strict down there. I'm not sure if it hadn't fallen this way, he'd get to come home. So we're glad you're here. The gospel today, we could be real simple about it, but I don't want to be. So I want us to think of a different line that the Lord says somewhere else as the lens to look at this gospel. And it's a place in the gospel where the Lord says that God makes his rain fall on the just and the unjust. Because I think you have to look at this gospel with a view to divine providence. When Jesus healed these 10 lepers, he already knew that only one would come back. He was not taken aback, totally surprised that the other 9 went right to the temple and he never saw them again, as far as we know. He knew exactly what would happen, and yet he still healed all 10. Because God makes the sun shine on the just and the unjust. He makes his rain fall on the just and the unjust. And I think that's a good way to approach this gospel. Because the last line is the challenge. Your faith has saved you. Stand up and go. It doesn't mean that because we have faith that everything we want will happen. But this man was praising God for what happened to him. And you know, we're celebrating, we're preparing as a parish, the diocese as well, but the big focus for our stewardship renewal this year is 40 years. It's been 40 years since Bishop Gerber took a leap of faith and pushed a few other people with him on that leap, and said, we're going to do stewardship as a way of life in this diocese. And the foundation of stewardship is faith in Jesus Christ and his church. And it's recognizing and receiving what he gives and being willing to share it out of love for God and neighbor. And so every one of us in this church and everyone in our parish, everyone in our diocese, we should be like the Samaritan today that realizes what a great gift he's been given and sings praising God for what has been given to him. And in the last line of the gospel, when the Lord brings it all back to the reality of faith, that's what it should be for us. Because that's what we've received. Faith that comes with grace. Grace through faith is the way it says in the book of the Hebrews. That's how we're saved. And we could look at this gospel and say, well, I prayed for a healing and didn't get it. And that happens. I'm sure every one of us knows someone that we've prayed for, hoping for a miraculous healing, and it didn't come. And that shouldn't shatter our faith in any way. Because it's a reminder to us of what faith is about. Faith is about salvation. There's another place in Luke's gospel where they took off the roof so that they could let down their friend who was paralyzed on a stretcher, but they couldn't get to Jesus any other way. And the Lord says something to that man that shocks everybody. Your sins are forgiven. And the Pharisees immediately are murmuring to each other, who does he think he is? Only God can forgive sins. Exactly. Because the greatest affliction that any of us has is our own sin. And so as followers of Jesus Christ in his Catholic Church, where we believe in the sacrament of confession that forgives our sins, we can really see, we can hear the Lord say, after we go to confession, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. your faith in the reality of Jesus Christ and everything that he makes present through his grace. And so obviously then, if we're going to imitate the one leper who came back, we do need faith, but we also need gratitude. And we don't live in a very gracious culture. We live in an avaricious culture. We live in a consumer culture where we want and we want and we want, even when we know it's beyond reason. And that can separate us from living in a way that shows our gratitude to God. And so today, listening to Jesus say, is only this foreigner, this Samaritan, who's not joined to Israel or to Judah, is this the only one who would give faith, give thanks? And so it's a challenge to you and to me. We have to live within our hearts a profound sense of gratitude to God, even for our crosses. St. Jose Maria, when he comments on the Lord taking up the cross, and he gives these little rebukes as he's commenting, and he says, the Lord did not take up the cross in anger and hatred. He took up the cross in love, in charity. And so as we seek to be conformed to Christ, and every one of us knows that this is the most difficult thing because we've all had a cross, and many times we've been like the Lord in the garden and said, if it's your will, please take this away from me. But the next line is so important, but not my will, but thine be done. And then we should turn to Christ and ask him to help us to carry that cross in gratitude, in thanksgiving for what he has given us, that we would join every last bit of suffering that we endure on this earth to his on the cross, and that through his cross, our crosses can be redemptive too. And that can even lead to a profound sense of gratitude. Just 2 weeks ago almost, we celebrated the Feast of St. Therese. And as St. Therese was dying, being consumed by tuberculosis, her sanctity was already well known in that area. And she said to her sisters, in heaven there's no suffering. And I can't imagine not suffering. I've grown to love it so. That doesn't mean that you and I are going to be like St. Therese. We probably won't be. And we shouldn't pray to have suffering, but we should pray that we can pick up the crosses that come our way and join them to Christ. And then he'll say to us, stand and go. Your faith has saved you.